This is episode 11, Packard Pokes At, where do the Amish plug in their peacocks? This episode of Packard Pokes At is sponsored by RCToyPellets.com for all your on-the-ground, in-the-water, or in-the-air, radio-controlled, nitro-gas, or electric, hobby-grade, Red Cat competition vehicles. Visit RCToyPellets.com today.
You're on in 3, 2, 1...
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Hello, everybody out there in podcast land or on the live show tonight. This is your immutable or unmutable host, Packard Sonic. Tonight, Eric is a little playing a little cat and mouse game with us, so he's absent tonight. No, he told us he was going to be gone, so he's out for the night. He's probably chasing after that Holy Spirit that left him here. Anyway, taking his place is our pitch hitter, and sometimes out, kind of hard to find him sometimes, but he's always around. He's not God. I'm not talking about God because there is no God, but I am talking about Zach's mind. Hello, Zach.
Hello, Packard. What's up?
Not too much. And over in on my left is Dan Johnson.
Hey, Packard. How's it going?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Dan is also one of our regulars on the show, as you already know. So I don't have to give too much description. If you don't know who he is, you should go back and listen and find out more.
Do you want me on your right? I can sit on your right for the show.
Sure, you can sit on the right or the left. Or
I pretend to be Newt Gingrich.
Then you need at least two wives. No, three wives.
I wouldn't mind that. That's okay.
They might, though.
they could have left him better, though. I mean, they could have waited. Well, no, they could have waited until he was in the hospital dying and then leave him.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
enough people have left him, but okay, let's go ahead.
Well, we do have some... We did make a few mistakes, and I listened to the last show, and I found a few, and I wanted to cover those. And two of them were mine. One was Eric's. Dan didn't make any, so he's all good to go. But here are our corrections.
Uh-oh.
We goofed. The correction, mine from last week. I said it was in the state of Maine that was putting kids back to work earlier. It was the state of Maine that's doing this, not New Hampshire, as I reported on the last week's show. Also, that it was Kentucky that has that gigantic arc they're building over, not Tennessee. That Tennessee was our focus on the story last week. And they're so close together, you know. They are next to each other, but they act quite a bit like the same. So I kind of screwed up. Now, the Eric correction on Eric, he said that Jefferson said there's God-given right. And I was kind of hoping he would have been here tonight, but he couldn't. So he didn't say God-given rights. He said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by the Creator with inherent inalienable rights." So, which is that, it goes on to say that among the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I'll put a link on this on the show notes at packardpokes@wordpress.com, and you can read the full quote. Or you can see the previous episode, and there's a link right there that has all his quotes, and never once he said God-given rights. Okay, on for our text stories for this evening. Now, there is a new... planes are everywhere. You can't hit a flying squirrel without a plane. or something like that. There is a new plane that they're developing. Now, it's not bigger. It doesn't carry more people. I mean, we got those jumbo jets flying around. Now, they are working on a hybrid electric aircraft. And it debuted over in, I believe it was in France, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm not really sure if I'm ready to trust an electric airplane. I'm looking at the article here. It says, yes, I was right. It was in Paris. Now, your thoughts, guys. Zach,
you said you're... I'm not sure if I understand what you mean by trust.
Well, I mean trust. I mean, we have a thing with electric cars, for example. They're basically still fairly new. The battery power is not. I mean, you can't go very far on a electric charge on a car, but a hybrid car you can. You go a little bit farther. But at the top, when we get to the point where we're going to turn all these planes and things, everything goes electric eventually. I mean, do you think you would be able to trust an airplane that was just fully electric or this hybrid version? What do you think? What is your opinion on an airplane that is powered electrically? I mean, not just controls and whatnot, but I'm talking, you know, powers the motor. Do you think you could trust? Are you ready to trust something like this? This
new technology? I'm not ready to trust the ones that we have now. I've never been in a plane, so
yeah, as close as I've been in a plane is when it's on the ground and walked inside and walked back out. And that's I went to the Oshkosh Air Show in 2008. And I got to walk inside a few planes, and that was about it. Those things are huge, they have some great pictures on how they're doing this, and I'm not sure if we're quite technically advanced yet to have these kind of units. Dan,
well, we're not going to get technically advanced if we don't actually start working on them now.
True,
and we're going to make mistakes. We always make mistakes. We made mistakes with the railroads. We've made mistakes. The Challenger, Apollo 1. I mean, right. we've made Apollo 13. We make mistakes, but that's part of technology. You learn from your mistakes, and then you go on forward.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't personally want to get inside an airplane and fly, but if I need to, how many planes actually take off and land every day compared to the ones that actually crash? The odds are pretty good. And
but I mean, if you run out of electric power while you're in the air, if you run out of electric power when you're on the ground in a car, you just pull over. But if you run out of power in an airplane, you know.
It would be about the same as if you ran out of jet fuel in an airplane.
I suppose so.
You're going down either way. It's crap.
True. I suppose it won't lessen the crash. It's like, oh, the dang electric. You just no.
blame it on electric.
Dan, what are your take on this particular?
Well, let me preface this by saying that I have a fear of heights. But that said, I love to fly.
Really.
I remember it's been 22 years ago now. Friend of mine got his pilot's license. He was an electrical engineering student at Purdue, and he got his pilot's license. And the week after he got his license, he and I went up in a little trainer. There was room for he and I shoulder to shoulder and a tank of gas, and that was about it.
Wow.
And we had a blast. I still have a VHS tape of our our flight, and we had a blast. And you know, I've been on many different types of aircraft, and the small ones like that are a lot more fun. It's bumpy up there, but you get to see a lot more.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. And you know, like most planes, as long as you have controls available, operable controls available, if your power source goes out, you can land.
I suppose you glide in, but I mean, it, some of it wouldn't they? You know, they but they would not like a glider glide. You would glide in, but I mean,
It's a lot safer losing power than it is losing control.
Well, that makes more sense. That makes more sense. I've never actually been up an airplane myself, like I said. However, a few years back, they had free airplane rides for kids. And when my kids were younger, we took them down to the local airport down here, and they took them up and flew them around. They even got it on a special award or whatever. It's like, yeah, you got to fly in an airplane. They actually let them steer it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, I got to actually fly the plane.
Oh, cool.
While we were up, you know, which is a blast. And actually, flying is not a problem. You know, it's the taking off and landing part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a fear of heights. I have a fear of falling from heights. Yeah. Latina Rose in the chat room mentioned so much for Packard joining the Mile High Club.
Yeah, well, that won't be anytime soon. I don't own my own jet. Anyway, moving on. Microsoft's confusing buggy sync. I'll set that again. Microsoft's confusing buggy sync syncs Ford's J.D. Power's quality ratings. Now, I've been hearing a lot for several years now about the new syncs that they... You know, and I'm not talking the kind with the hot, cold, running water. I'm talking, it's a synchronization unit that you hook up your phone to inside your car and into these Ford vehicles they're just coming out with now. But Microsoft is kind of screwing this up a little bit for Ford, and they're bringing their quality ratings down. Now, I mean, the whole idea of putting the computer basic system into the car like that, let me qualify that a little bit. Cars nowadays, or even back at least since 1990s, late 90s, they have had little computers in them, but they just like controlled like your fuel injection, stuff like that. But they weren't interactive unless you hooked up something to them. These newer ones, you can hook up your phone, it copies your contacts, it does voice control, it doesn't like steer the car or anything, but I mean, you can do things more hands-free. This way, you're not completely disconnected from the universe, as it were, of the world anyway. So, but with these computers, since there's so much more technology stuff available to these computers, the Microsoft... And they're, you know, how Microsoft is. Everything they touch, eventually, it fails. So they have screwed this up again. Your thoughts, Zach?
Well, with regards to the headline, I agree 100% with the first two words. Microsoft is confusing. I have Windows 7, and I'm still trying to figure it out. And I've been with Windows since Windows 3.1.
Wow.
But... What I've noticed, and I'm not a car fan myself, but I know when I was a kid, everybody was talking about cars, and I knew an awful lot of people who liked to get under the hood and take apart cars, put them back together, and they would make a weekend out of this, and it was really boring to me, mm-hmm. but they loved this, provided it didn't have a computer in it. And then cars started having computers as I got older, and I noticed over time... People were still excited about the older cars, but less and less people would talk about getting under the hood with the newer cars, because you really can't unless you have a computer. You have to take it to a shop, essentially, because you have to be able to afford this big device that they hook up to the computer so they can talk to it.
Yeah.
Now, if they're able to eventually make an interface that comes with the car that's essentially as good as a personal computer, where you can actually communicate with your car's innards, then the interest that people have, like they did when I was a kid, of being able to tinker with cars might come back into vogue. It might be popular again. And I might even get interested in it because I like computers.
Yeah. I one of the first Ford vehicles I had, well, not the first, but one of the first few Ford trucks I used to have, I could actually lift up the hood. I could actually climb inside the engine compartment because there was that much room, and I could work on it. So, and when I was younger, I didn't have a garage. So if it started raining, I already had a hood. I mean, I had my gear. It was like, oh, it's raining. Oh, really? Well, I'll just keep my tools here. I never got wet. So, I mean, unless it started blowing around, but that was a whole other issue.
People loved that. People really enjoyed being able to get under the hood and tinker with their cars. Made it feel like it was a part of. But that doesn't happen as much for me. I haven't noticed other people doing that as much as they used to. You usually just take it into a shop so they can talk to it.
Right.
And that's kind of a.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's just kind of a shame that we've lost that little slice of Americana. I mean, there's an awful lot of things about being in America that it was like that in the 70s or the 60s, even the early 80s, but not today.
Yeah, that's
just, it might still be like that for some people, but I haven't noticed it.
Yeah, it is kind of unfortunate. Our computers and cars are getting to the point where maintenance on them it's more difficult. I mean, I used to have old computers. I could actually open up the hood. I could take a, I could tinker around inside there. I could add stuff. I mean, but now, like, I've got these Mac Minis. If you open them up, you void the warranty, all this other nonsense. I mean, and everything that's in there, that's, it's all, I've seen pictures of this thing. It's as compact as anything you've ever seen. It's just like, I wouldn't know where to first unscrew anything. I mean, I've taken around laptops. At least those are at least somewhat even more less compact than the Mac Mini is. But your thoughts on this, Dan?
My first question is, what's a warranty?
That's a little piece of paper. No.
Yeah, no. That's one of the things about running Linux is I'm tinkering around under the hood every day.
Yes.
But I drive a 1989 model Pontiac, so I can tinker under the hood with all kinds of things. And the actual there is a computer because it is electronic fuel injection. But if I want to replace it, it doesn't cost $600. It's only like $80.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. But as far as tinkering with things in the newer realm, there are places that they have mod chips, basically, for the computers in your car.
I've heard of this.
To increase performance for guys that do street racing, that kind of thing. They mod the chips. They chip their engine.
Yeah, I've heard of this, actually.
Yeah.
And you can also, there's also ones that you can put in there so you can, like, monitor where your kids go and whatnot.
Yeah, that sort of thing, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting, but you got to really know what you're doing. Otherwise, if you have a blue screen of death in your car, your engine could potentially fail on you, I would imagine. I mean, that'd be kind of be driving down. It's like all of a sudden the car goes, I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do this right now.
Well, it's like with the electric plane. I mean, we're going to make mistakes.
And,
and obviously, Microsoft's version right now, the sync thing, is a little buggy and people are not happy with it. But we learn from that, and then you can improve. Then you can get better and use Linux.
I posted a link in the chat room, a little page here. If Microsoft built cars, and
just
made the email rounds a long time ago. But one of the things is, occasionally your car would just die for no reason, and you'd have to restart it for some strange reason. You would just accept this.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember seeing that link, that very comedic piece some time ago, and in or something like it, and that now it's becoming true. Now it's coming real.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
With Microsoft putting their software in cars. It's.
Oh, I saw. I've actually seen this joke passed around back when Apple was still running OS 7. So it is that old. It is really that old.
Yeah. System 7.
Yeah. I had System 7. It was actually an improvement over System 6.
It's coming out. It really is. Yeah. It's got bug fixes and everything. They're working on it.
Yeah.
Features. They're features. They're not bugs. They're features.
There you go. It's a feature, not a bug. Moving on. Now, Google is everywhere. I have only ran into a handful of people. If you tell them what Google is, they go, Google? What's Google? I've never heard of Google.
Google's a verb.
Nowadays it is a verb, and it's actually in our lexicon. But they are being, the feds have launched a probe into Google's practices.
Oh, great.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, it's a civil probe, which has the potential to reshape. No, not that kind of probe.
Oh, okay.
Bend over and cough. No, it says it has a potential to reshape how companies compete on the internet. Now, the last time I heard of anything like that, is anything remotely like this, was Microsoft. That was almost 15, almost 20 years ago, roughly, give or take, when Microsoft was moving in on all these other companies, like gobbling them up or saying, if you don't use our software or our browser or whatever, we, you know, make sure you weren't seen on the internet or whatever. Now Google has fallen into the same hole that Microsoft is. I mean, is this, for companies that get this large, is this becoming a reoccurring theme of how what's we're going to be seeing from type, well, the type of companies, basically. Are we going to be seeing this type of thing where the FTC or somebody who's got a hair up their butt over this, or how popular or how successful a company is, are they going to be going after these companies? Your thoughts, Zach?
Well, when they went after Microsoft, I'm a proponent of Microsoft. I've used it for many years. It's been, in one way or another, a way that I've made a living. So I didn't have a problem with them being a monopoly. And it's not like the idea of Ma Bell some years ago when they tried to take Ma Bell apart. It didn't exactly work. And now we've essentially, that's almost gone away.
Yeah.
I think that when they do this kind of thing, it's more economic minded, and they see that there's a potential way of, there's revenue here.
Oh, yeah.
They went after Bill Gates not because he was, did they ever actually find him doing anything wrong? I never really understood.
Well, have you ever seen the movie?
He undercutted what Firefox is now. He undercut Netscape.
Yeah.
By his browser away for free. Was that bad business? I thought it was good business. Well,
good
for him.
Well, it was good for him. You could go out and buy Netscape, but if you had access to the internet, you could just download it for free, too. But Netscape,
right. MSIE
Netscape,
was for free, so yeah. Why would you buy Netscape? It effectively gutted Netscape. It effectively, it was a kidney punch to Netscape.
And there was actually, I think, a little bit more behind it. I think they're also coercing a lot of other businesses to use Internet Explorer versus Netscape. I think that was more along the lines of what was actually going on in some of it.
But were they just supposed to not do that? That's called competition.
Oh, yeah, it is called competition, but I mean, they were...
I couldn't figure out what he was actually doing wrong, and now I don't see what Google's doing wrong.
Yeah.
Google's providing services, but I think what the real deal is, the federal government sees that there's a potential... We're running out of money. We're not able to tax anybody. We can't tax anybody, so let's go towards rich companies and try to find something wrong with them so that we can make a lot of money off of them.
Oh, that's a possibility, too.
By fees. It's like there's here in Texas, here in there's some mid-cities between Dallas and Fort Worth, and some of these cities purposefully change the speed limit in their city limits. So if you're driving one speed limit in like Grand Prairie, and then you go into Arlington,
yeah,
they lower the speed limit by 5 miles, so cops can get you,
and then they
can make money off of speeding tickets.
I've seen a lot of places like that around Wisconsin too. You go into a certain area, and it's like you've got this 40-mile-per-hour zone, and then all of a sudden you're into 25. It's like
To me, antitrust laws, it's corporate speed gouging.
Yeah, that very well could be. I think with the Microsoft thing, though, is that, they were coercing. They're basically telling them that they had to play ball or else. And so, and as they said, they pushed Netscape off the radar. And I've had the Netscape browser when it was in its infancy days and wasn't so bloated. It was actually a halfway decent browser.
Yeah, Netscape was good.
Yeah, but Mac went to OS X, for example, it buggered up, it complicated, and it was slow. I mean, even my machines that were fairly decently fast at the time, I mean now they're but compared to today's standards, they're pretty slow. But it just gummed everything down, and it's like, why am I still using this thing? it just wasn't worth it. Eric, or Dan, Eric. Hi, Eric, if you're listening.
Hi, Dan, Eric.
Dan, your thoughts?
I think some of the things with Microsoft were related to the fact that they were selling, they were dealing with certain computer manufacturers as far as providing licensed operating systems, and wouldn't allow them to basically said, if you sell a computer system without an operating system or with a system different from ours, mm-hmm. we're not going to let you sell ours anymore.
Oh, that's what it was.
That was part of it, too. There was some of that going on. But as far as antitrust goes, I'm surprised... I'm surprised we haven't seen this sort of thing brought up against Apple for whatever reason. True or false, it doesn't matter. I'm surprised we haven't seen it brought up yet.
Yeah, well, I think it's because I think the reason why Apple has stayed out of that limelight, I mean, in that respect, is because with Microsoft, Windows can be ran on any PC that runs, has the not only just the Intel chips, but I mean it's a larger commodity.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think it's necessarily related to their PC to the Macintosh market at all either. I think we're going to see this thing come up related to the iPhone and the App Store, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Now there is a lot of controversy going on with the term App Store with Apple, but that's a whole other stuff. That's a whole other tech story,
but I can see somebody bringing that up whether it has any merit or not.
Yeah, I mean it. What I mean, we said this in a previous podcast about the names and whatnot. But trying to brand the term App Store, I mean,
I can say Google has. I don't see Google as having been that blatant about it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's not going on either. You know? Right.
I guess I'm kind of conservative when it comes to something like this, which is kind of curious because I used to think of myself as a liberal. But when it comes to big business or small business, I'm uncomfortable with the idea of the government stepping in all the time and playing mother hen, unless you can prove that the behavior of a corporation is causing physical harm. To people or really, you know, being it, well, even if it's being unfair to other companies, I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's,
I know.
That's almost like the whole Walmart.
It's fair enterprise. It's a fair market. It's free market.
Yeah, that's basically the same argument against Walmart, because Walmart steps in. A lot of the little businesses go out of business because they can't compete, and they cry, "Hey, Walmart's stealing our business."
Yeah, but a lot of big business too.
And like so many other things, though.
Things like that. There's how could you compete with Walmart? You can't. How can anybody compete with Walmart?
Oh yeah. But like many other things, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's fair.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
But just because it's fair doesn't mean it's legal. Does it work both ways?
I think so. Yeah. They're going to operate in underhanded ways, whether they're legal or not doesn't matter.
Right, exactly. Well,
they're going to do what they can to survive.
Right. Any company would do that.
Right, exactly. All right, well, we need to take a short break here for our commercial ad. Race cars are not just for kids. They can be serious competition vehicles nowadays. If you are looking for a great place to get started on exploring this wonderful hobby, or for your Red Cat competition vehicle needs, whether it's a car, plane, boat, helicopter, hovercraft, and I still want a hovercraft. Or if you want to make me a helicopter chair, I'll take a helicopter chair. Or construction models, all you need to do is go to rctoypalace.com to find the right nitro, gas, or electric one for you. Now, an electric airplane again. I think it would be more of a toy thing. I'd prefer. Worldwide shipping is available, so see rctoypalace.com for full details. Okay. On for our random tweets.
What a...
Our random tweet comes from... if I can pull it up here. Here we go. Comes from Only Grace. And that's O-N-L-Y-G-R-A-C-I-E. She tweeted this out. It says, "Note found in mailbox. If you lost a peacock, please call 555-XXXX. I can't make this stuff up."
If you lost a peacock?
She lost the peacock. So if you lost the peacock, please call.
She's in the conservatory with Colonel Mustard and the rope. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Actually, this is not as far-fetched as it sounds.
Really?
Yeah. Because my in-laws have some peacocks at their place. They weren't theirs originally.
Really?
They belonged to the guy down the road. And they just one day took off and took up residence at my in-laws. And the guy said, "You know what? Just let them stay down there."
You feed them.
they are like that. They really are.
Wow. Only time I've ever seen a peacock that was, you know, I could actually walk up to it was there's this little zoo-like thing just north of where I live. Several hours, it's like about an hour's drive up in Managua. They have this place there. I forget the name of it, But when I used to drive school bus, I'd take all these kids up there, and you could walk around, you could pet the deer, and you could see it wasn't a real big zoo. It was just like a giant petting zoo. But it was kind of interesting. I mean, I've never seen a peacock that in any other zoo you could actually go up and like almost chase down. So anyway, so much for the random tweet. Anybody else have anything they want to say about that?
No.
All right, excellent. We'll move on to our politics.
Politics, 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 politics.
This is Wisconsin Republican. I've only got one politics story. Eric said he was going to throw some stuff in here, but he probably threw it in the wrong folder again. So sorry, Eric, if I didn't get your story. You threw it in the wrong box. Now, Wisconsin Republicans are trying to make it harder to recall elected officials. Now, Republicans here in Wisconsin, they are doing everything they can to make it, not like I said, not only make it harder to recall the public ones, but they're, besides making it harder for everybody to vote, which is a whole other story, but we'll get into this now. It says here that let's see here. Yeah, this makes for great radio, doesn't it? I read this article earlier. I actually read this one because it has such a really cool Fritz Walker Stan logo on the front page.
Oh yeah, I like it. But the Monopoly guys and everything.
What's that, Zach?
Recall them for what?
Oh, all right. Well, I know you probably, because you're down in Texas, you haven't been following this. The state Democrats were, the Republicans rather, tried to push through a budget proposal to stop unions from being able to have collective bargaining.
I remember that. Yeah.
And the Democrats left the state, so they couldn't have a quorum. Now, up here, we're going to be doing a special election because Republicans and some Democrats are being recalled because of all the stuff that was going on. Now,
you mean like bringing them before a committee of some sort to answer for their actions?
No,
they're booting them out because they want to hold them accountable for being dicks.
Oh, so they're having a recall. They're having a revote.
Yeah, a re-election. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Somebody to replace them because they're not showing up.
Right. No, not just because they didn't show up, because these Republicans didn't campaign on saying, yeah, we're going to get rid of collective bargaining, anything like that. And they just pushed this through. They did everything they could. They couldn't get the quorum that they wanted. So they took it out of that budget, and then they pushed it away through another way. And it's just been a big mess up here. The Republicans have made the state of Wisconsin where bargaining rights like this were actually created here in the state. They're trying to make it impossible or extremely difficult for unions to have this kind of bargaining because
they're Republican.
Yeah, well, not only that, but because unions vote Democratic generally, and they want to try to take away any power that will help keep Republicans in office and take away any voting privileges to keep the Democrats out. Like I said, they're doing the voting ID thing up here. Well, I didn't mention this. They're doing a voter. They try to make it harder for people to register to vote, so they can't vote. Basically, people who are new at voting, generally young people, generally vote Democratic.
Vote Democrat. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And people in unions generally vote Democrat. So they're trying to take away all powers of the Democratic Party. Plus, in one area, they're trying to redo a restructure so they give them more leverage in a Republican area where there would be usually more Democrats because of the way it's structured currently. It's more fair this way, but they want to make it less fair because they
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so because they can't win by being fair, so they're playing our dirty underhand tricks.
So it's like a corporation that can't win in the they can't win fairly in the competition, so they use dirty tactics.
Right, exactly.
Right, they have the underhanded behavior.
Yes, exactly.
So they should get the same government that is currently attacking Google and used to go after Microsoft. We should have that government agency question the Republican Party.
I really wish they would. I really wish they would. This is turning.
Here in Texas, it's a Georgia.
Yeah.
So here in Texas, it's different. It's a right to work state. What that means is you have the right to work, but they also have the right to fire you.
Yeah.
So it's there's no unions here, well, except for strangely enough, there's some aspects of movie making, mm-hmm. which is perhaps one of the reasons why it's you don't see an awful lot of movies or television shows that are successful that are filmed here. They're trying to do Dallas again. They're trying to do a remake of Dallas.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh my. There's a good old boy system here when it comes to the technical side of trying to get anything done in Texas. You have to hire union guys, and you have to pay them union wages, and they work in certain ways for certain hours and certain limitations, and it makes things very difficult for directors to get their work done.
So you
don't see an awful lot of that here. There is an awful lot of people, a lot of directors that refuse to work in Texas because of that, because they don't like unions. But in other areas of this state, there's no unions, and so employees they're treated like cannon fodder. They're just it's revolving doors in most companies. You go in, and if you do everything exactly the way they want you to, then you can survive, but you could lose your job tomorrow because they could change the rules and kick you out. It's annoying.
Yeah.
I don't see a solution either way, whether it's union or no union. There's pros and cons on both sides, and either way, the American people seem to be getting screwed.
Well, you know, there's actually the, as I understand it, Wisconsin said, before Walker came in with his union busting things, Wisconsin had a pretty good, didn't have the state budget shortfalls that he's claiming we had. We didn't have any of that stuff. But down at, I know from what I understand, like I said, from what I understand, down in Texas down there, you do have mm-hmm. budget, your government, the governor down there has a lot of budget shortfalls, major shortfalls, because there's mm-hmm. no unions down there. I mean, does that sound right? I mean, is that correct?
What unions?
Right, exactly.
What unions down here?
Exactly. Because you don't have any unions, you have a big budget shortfall. Up here,
yes.
We had the unions. We didn't have the budget shortfall. So everywhere there's been a union, we didn't have a budget shortfall. Everywhere there's not a union or union busting's going on, the budget suffers. So they're playing this game that is totally counterproductive and counterintuitive. Dan, your thoughts?
I think they're just trying to delay the inevitable. I look for Republican Party in Wisconsin to lose big come the next election cycle.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Those that don't get booted out in the recalls. They just want to make it harder to get booted out. They want to make it more difficult to be held accountable.
Yes.
Yes.
And I can see the same thing coming up in Georgia the next election cycle, too, mm-hmm. with their passage of the their tough immigration laws against illegal immigration. Guess what? All the migrant farm workers are leaving in droves. And mm-hmm. crops are rotting in the fields.
Yep.
And you know, I don't know what the recall process is like in Georgia, or if they, you know, even if they have something set up for that. But again, I think the Republican Party in these states is looking for anything to hold on to so that they can try to keep what edge they have, and they're going about it in dirty ways.
Right.
Any way mm-hmm. they can.
Right,
because they can't do it they can't do what they want to do and please the voters.
Exactly.
So they're trying to do what they want to do and stay in power despite the fact that they're going to lose in the next election. But the problems happening here in Texas as well. Recently, Rick Perry was speaking in front of a bunch of Hispanics, and recent decisions that he has made with regards to immigration and also education have really ticked off the Hispanic community. So it was a very cold response that he got from them. I'm surprised he even showed up at all.
Yeah,
frankly.
I can imagine.
That's happening in a lot of other places. Down in Florida, for example, there was a Republican down there, and he was doing a town interview type thing. Anybody that had an anti-Republican sentiment to them, they got them out. And they say, so they couldn't even made it look like, just Irish Republicans just love you, yay. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly. They act like nobody opposed them. But that's a whole other story. All right, we need to get moving on. We are starting to run late, or starting to run long here. So let's get on to the news.
Give me the news.
I think I just said that, too. Now, this is kind of funny. An Amish man. All right. Everybody knows what the Amish are, right? They don't use electronics, technology, buggy, whips, horse, buggy, you know, type things like that generally. Well, an Amish man was charged with sexting, soliciting a minor for sex in his buggy. I mean, and he was trying to do this over a cell phone. I couldn't believe this. He's accused of sexting a minor with graphic photos, and he was arrested while driving in his horse drawn buggy, we brought for a sexual encounter with a 12-year-old girl.
Buggy is a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what they're. I can't honestly say I know a whole lot about the Amish community. I mean, I know they're not listening to us. That much I do know. As far as I know, though, they. Like I said, they don't have electricity generally. I mean, I don't know where they're charging their cell phones. So,
I watched the movie Witness with Harrison Ford.
Oh, I've never seen that movie. I've seen.
And there was an episode of X-Files called not Doppelganger. What was it called? Genderbender.
Oh,
it was about an Amish community and one of the people in the Amish community they could change genders if they had sex.
Oh wow.
It was a really disturbing episode. But that's about all I know about Amish.
Oh, the closest thing I've ever seen to anything related to Amish would be the one where Tim Allen and Kirstie Alley go into the Amish community because they're running from something that was not their fault. And the other one was from a TV show. I just got done watching the whole series a couple months ago with Earth's Final Conflict. They go into this like Amish-like community and... That was they had to find out why these electronic butterflies were killing everybody. So it was really weird. But anyway, like I said, I don't know a lot about their rules or the laws. Maybe they're allowed to marry at 12. And maybe he was just being, you know, within his guidelines. Dan, since Zach gave his thoughts.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, that's our problem. Zach, no problem. Dan, your thoughts.
Well, there's actually quite a sizable Amish community, a few of them just south of where I live, and there are those that follow their teachings a little more strictly than others, you know. I'm sure you could go down there and go to a couple barns and find somebody that's got a big screen TV in the barn that he goes out and watches TV once in a while, you know. The rest of the family doesn't go in the barn,
right?
You know, that type of thing, and it's not surprising that some of them would have a cell phone in case of emergency for one thing, but there are creeps and weirdos in all walks of society.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, just I'm sure the Amish don't get caught at it as much.
Yeah, there are some Amish communities here in Wisconsin. I've driven by a few of them. I don't see them too often, but I've seen them. But it also says here that the members of the Amish community typically shun any technology, but some increasing use in cell phones in some communities. Now, makes me wonder: are some of these Amish people starting to wake up? Do you think that maybe they're starting to wake up to this, like? All this technology is around us. Why am I still driving a horse and buggy? I mean, why am I limiting myself? I mean, that's just a thought. Just a thought. All right.
Well, I mean, it is over time. That's inevitable. No matter how conservative you are, you eventually have to be dragged into the future.
Yeah.
They used to not have phones at all. Now, as I understand it, many Amish communities have one phone that's hooked up, that's community-oriented, that is for emergency purposes because it's a security or it's a safety issue. Some Amish people didn't use tractors. Sometimes some Amish communities choose to have one. So over time, this and this is just an example of how conservative thinking is in general. There is fact and reality, and then there's what used to be that you didn't know what it was before.
Right.
But it wasn't too long ago where the Little House on the Prairie time, maybe about 100 years ago in rural communities, it was normal for a girl of around 13 or 14 years old to get married to a guy that was maybe 17, 18, and they would go start a family and they would start a farm because that's just how it was for them.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's more customary to say that the human mind isn't ready for the responsibilities of parenthood until you're 18 or whatever, and so they don't want young people to. But the human body is physically ready. Human females are usually physically ready for procreation by the time that they're around 12 or 13. So the physiology is there. It's that the culture isn't ready for it.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I'm, 43 years old now, and I'm still not ready for parenting. I don't think I will ever be ready for parenting. But you rise to the occasion. When it happens, you just become a father.
Or right.
You become a mother.
Yeah.
It's just... You don't have to, culture has to get used to the deal that the human body is physically able to handle it, whether your brain thinks it can or not.
Yeah. It makes me wonder, since they have to be drugged into the technology behind us, you know, they're like you said, about 100 years behind us technology. If at some point we do get flying cars and we start living in floating homes, do you think they'll start using gasoline engines at that time?
Maybe they'll be up to Edsel's.
Yeah, there you go.
What, you haven't gotten your flying car yet?
mine's a back order for about another 20 years. all right, we're going to get moving on here. Now, for the last several weeks, we have been poking at the Ten Commandments. Now, kind of like I know, since Eric's not here, and I on this one, I think we can all agree on the might be able to agree on this one. Maybe we won't. Do you guys want to cover on this, or do you want to wait and we can cover something else?
I'm game.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, number 7 says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Now, I was watching some... Oh, we actually have some breaking news here. The New York legislators cleared the last hurdle to legalizing same-sex marriages with the approval of the state Senate. So, there it is. I've been waiting to use our breaking news segment sound effect for some time. Mm-hmm. So.
And... there is no residency requirement for New York marriage license.
Excellent. Yay.
So you don't have to be in New York in order to go to New York and get married.
Exactly.
Excellent. Oh, that makes it even better. Yay. New York, you're starting to wake up. By time.
Well,
okay.
Some of them.
Some of them anyway. Okay. Well, with that said, that kind of clears the way for our segment here. As we were saying, do not commit adultery. Now, most of us can agree to, you know, you don't want to be catting around on husband-wife or husband-husband, wife-wife, whatever. But, I mean, there are a lot of people out there that they have open marriages. They don't consider it cheating. So, as long as they have the permission from the other spouse to, you know, go out because of a medical condition where one can't perform. Or is that, would this statement have to say, because even though I can't physically able to be aroused, or I can't because of some kind of injury, I can't have sex at all, that I should make this other person live like a monk for the rest of their lives, or, you know, or a nun or whatever, because you're stuck with this or you're not stuck with, because you've made a commitment to stay with this person. As far as I'm concerned, a marriage of license is a contract, but I'm speaking as a divorcee. So I think Eric last first, so we're going to default to Dan on this one. So Dan, what do your thoughts on this? Thou shalt not commit adultery. What are your thoughts? I mean, basically considered, you know, and is it still relevant today?
You know, I think its relevancy is limited to within the Christian community. You know, like you said, a marriage license is it's a contract between two adults and the state.
Right.
And there's nothing in that contract that talks about sex. Mm-hmm. You know, that's to be decided between the two adults getting married. And if they want to have an open relationship, fine. If they don't want to, that's fine too. Adultery is not a crime. Well, it's still on a lot of books in a lot of states.
And they're trying to make it. They're trying to make it in Iran or Iraq or whatever. They're trying to make it. If you commit adultery, it's like the death penalty or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah. But it's, you know, I think it should be grounds for divorce. It should be legitimate grounds for divorce if somebody, you know, some states are also no fault on that. If you want a divorce, you get one. You don't need, you know, don't need specific grounds. But it's just it's a God thing. You know, keep it in your God house over there and leave the rest of us alone with it.
I agree. I mean, if it's between what do you do between a man, a woman, a donkey, and a goat is none of my business. Zach, your thoughts? Is this
I personally tested this commandment back when I was still a believer, and I found it to be solid advice, but lightning did not strike me dead. Now, besides, my wife did it before I did, so I figured it was only fair. We had a sort of open marriage when we were still together, and as the marriage sort of started to fall apart anyway, I was like, well, what the hell? The concept that thinking that sexual thoughts towards a married woman in your mind is the same as acting them out, though, that's totally bogus. For me, thinking it through in my mind is precisely nowadays what keeps me from wanting to act it out.
Right.
Because I eventually dwelled on the repercussions and the consequences and decide it's just not worth it.
Right. I think you're jumping the gun. You're jumping to number 10.
No thought crimes. Yeah.
Coveting. Yeah, coveting. That's a whole different. I don't want to go into coveting. But adultery, there are some people, back when I was a Baptist, this is very strong in the Baptist community, that if you harbor adulterous thoughts in your mind, it is the same as if you had already committed it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this too.
And that's absurd. That's bogus. It's not committing adultery.
Didn't Jimmy Carter come clean about that he had committed adultery in his heart?
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing about that. I was quite young when Carter was president, so I
I remember that, and I was also young. I thought he was cool, but that made him less cool, not because he coveted those thoughts, but because he admitted it.
Yeah.
That made him so uncool. It's like, why? That's no big deal. What's your problem?
Exactly. What's our consensus? Is this still relevant? Is this a commandment? Do you think it's still relevant? Has a lot of relevance today? Or is this just something just for, you know, of people of faith to be more along the lines of worrying about this? Or they're not, well, I don't think there's anything to worry about at all, but that's just my vantage point. So, gentlemen, what do you think? Of course, I use that loosely, of course.
Dan, go ahead.
Dan?
It's completely irrelevant to those that don't follow that faith.
Right. That's what it sounds like to me. I would call you Eric. you're sitting in Eric's chair tonight, so.
Yeah, okay. I don't have an opinion that's remotely similar to Eric's. Well, it's kind of similar. It's good advice. It's a good idea, particularly if you're not familiar with the lady's other guy.
Right.
If her husband is, you know, like 2 feet taller than you and likes weapons, then you really probably shouldn't commit adultery on her. But if you get permission from your lady and her man, and everyone's okay with it, then there's nothing wrong. There's no. I don't believe in sin anyway. Sin's bogus. As Dan pointed out, it's something that should be limited to just that religious silliness.
Right.
The individual. If you have consenting adults that make that kind of agreement, I mean, how else could you have orgies if you didn't? You know, adultery. That's it. Kind of comes with the territory. If you're going to have an orgy,
you know what you do.
Everybody get together and have a good time.
You know what you do if you want to have an orgy and you still don't want to have it be adultery. Put a blindfold on. This way, you're never sure. Yeah, it might be them. It really might be them. You can't be.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't know who. I don't know who it went into. Yeah, I don't know who.
It might have been Betty. It might have been Janie. I don't know.
And it keeps things exciting. Exactly. If you don't, it's like blind auditions.
That's some audition.
I'm just trying her out, sweetheart. Don't take it. I'm just trying her out. I just took her around for a spin.
Oh, my.
Big deal.
Okay. We will get moving on since we kind of... Oh, wow. That was a good discussion on that one. Our funny tweet of the day comes from That Girl Me. She says that today I went to thesaurus.com and searched for ninjas. The computer told me that ninjas cannot be found. Well played, ninjas. Well played.
That's good.
Yeah. Actually, that was an older one. I forgot to pull that one out of there, but I'm gonna hold that one in there. So we'll use that one. So it was someone had posted up about this. Also, it said ninjas performing a parade, and they showed the picture, and it's like an empty street, no people on the side, nobody in the street at all. It's like, well played, ninjas. So,
but you will find pirates in the thesaurus because they're also buccaneers. They're corsairs.
Yeah,
there are other words for pirates. So pirates aren't hidden in the thesaurus, but the ninjas are.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Well played, ninjas. You win this round. Yeah. Arr. But we shall win the war.
Right. Arr. We have the fancy boats.
That's where I wear my headphones here. on my buccaneers, yeah.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
Hey, you guys!
Our shout-out for tonight is by... Dan, he's got two of them here. I don't know which one is.
I left the old one in there just in case somebody wanted to do something with it. Oh, okay. So I put one in for tonight. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
This is somebody I found by way of another podcast. Heaven forbid I listen to another podcast.
I listen to all of them. I listen to a lot of them too. Don't feel bad.
And she goes by Jen for Laughs. That's at JENN, the number 4. Laughs, LAUGHS. She's just very progressive as far as her politics go, and as far as her language goes, it's somewhat adult most of the time. So that's a plus, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's very funny.
All right. Well, if you give Jen for Laughs a follow, tell her you heard us on here on Packard Pokes At, and give her a follow and let her know you heard her on the show. And so if you like comedy and you're a fairly progressive person, give her a follow. All right. Now, I think that's it for us for this evening. So, and we actually kept it under an hour.
Yay!
Yay! All right. You can find Zach on Twitter as?
Zach's Mind, ZACHSMIND. You can also Google me. Because it's a verb.
I tried not to Google myself, otherwise, you know.
I Google myself all the time.
So that's what you're doing at home alone.
I'm glad it's not just me.
And you can find Dan on Twitter as?
Relatively Unrelated. That's Rel Unrelated. RELUNRELATED. I got to pick some long ones.
That's right. You can also find Eric. Dan, you know Eric's handle better than I do. I can't even remember how to spell it.
Oh, my gosh. You would have to ask me this when I don't have it up here.
Ah, gotcha.
Don't look at me. I don't know. I'm about to
Well, I had it up here, but it was by way of a tweet from Dave Mabus, so I don't have it up here now.
Oh, well. Yeah, Mabus is...
Because he mentioned me and you and Eric, so...
Oh, okay. Well, I got his up now. It's Eric. You can find Eric Maquette on Twitter as ELUQUE 1696. That's 1696. You can also find me on Twitter as Packard, P-A-C-K-A-R-D underscore Sonic, S-O-N-I-C. You can find the show at Packard Pokes At, all one word, on Twitter. And you can find the show notes at PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com. You can also, if you have a question for us, drop us a question at formspring.com/PackardPokesAt. Or if you have a question, there's links on the page there to how to contact us there. So you can ask us directly or send us an email, fan mail, hate mail, what did we screw up, whatever you want to say, as long as it's related to the show. So we look forward to seeing you next week. Oh, by the way, we will be off the 1st of January, or not January. Well, actually, I might be off the 1st of January. I don't know. We'll be off the 1st of July, so there will be no show next Friday. But we will be back in, it'll be like 2 weeks.
And hopefully I'll be back in the chat room in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll be back, I believe that would be the 9th. It might, I'll have to
let me pull it. It's okay, because we will be off the 1st of January, so.
Yeah, most likely.
It's on a Sunday, so yeah.
Yeah, so.
First of July. First week of July, we're not doing it.
Right.
But the second week of July, we'll be back.
Right. Second week of July, that would be the 8th. I had to pull up my calendar here. So, all right. Then this is the first time the computer didn't crap out on us. I think I'm getting my bugs worked out. That's also a big help.
You know what that points to.
What does that point to, Dan?
Eric.
But Eric wasn't here.
Eric's not here. The computer doesn't crash. All right, then we know what the problem is. No.
thank you, Latina Rose. It's July 8th in the chat room. They're saying it's July 8th. That's when we're coming back.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't think I'll be online. I won't be on the air 2 weeks from now. I'll be back in the chat room with you guys in there.
Yeah, and he does an excellent job of stirring up trouble, don't you, Zach?
Absolutely. I'll do my best. I'll try. Excellent.
All right.
Depends on what happens to Eric between now and then. That's
Oh, well, I'm hoping he'll be back. What could possibly happen? What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? All right.
What's this button do?
Exactly.
We could make arrangements.
No, Eric, we're not conspiring.
He could have a bad fall on top of bullets.
No, Eric, we're not conspiring against you. We're just having a little fun. Okay, we will see you in 2 weeks. Be here, and we'll see you next time here on Packer Pokes At.
And that's a wrap.